Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dreamcast. I hope everyone is having a wonderful, positive, energy-filled day and that you are accomplishing whatever you have set your mind and heart to. Excuse me. So, last podcast episode was a video. And the reason I did that was not only to expand my podcast, but also because the tools that I use to record will be discontinued in June and will be moving over to a different format. And so I won't have the ability to record as easily as I do currently. To me, it's not as easy. Maybe I'm just getting used to it, but I do like and have liked the fact that I'm able to record kind of on the fly more with the tools I've had since I began Dreamcast. And so today, I just wanted to revisit that and do it like I used to, which was a little less... strict, I guess, less strict. Today's topic is going to be about how to get healthier in a day. Now, that might seem like a big feat, might seem difficult to do, but it really isn't. And you might be saying, well, that's easy for me to say because I've been healthy for years and doing healthy things comes easy to me, but it didn't always. We all have to start somewhere. And when I first made changes to my life, I didn't do it all at once. It was something that was gradual. And again, I had to start somewhere as well. So it all begins with small habits, small changes, little things that become big things. And I'm going to share just some of those ways that I've made small changes become life habits, become my lifestyle. The first thing we're going to talk about is in fitness. Fitness is always a well-discussed topic in all kinds of arenas, on social media, on podcasts, on YouTube, everywhere. And that's because most of us want to look and feel good, but a lot of times we just don't know where to start. And so, again, it begins with a small change. So, some things that you can do, depending on where you live, of course, this is not going to apply to everyone, is to use your car less. Use public transportation more. Use your feet more, use your bike more, your roller skates, your rollerblades, whatever it is you have. So obviously a car is a convenience and it's a wonderful thing to have, but it does not provide any type of fitness except walking to the car. Often when we use public transportation, we have to walk to the train or bus station. Unless it's right outside the door, but generally we have to walk to it. And so by doing that, we also help the environment because we're not, letting pollutants from our car go into the atmosphere. But for ourselves, predominantly we are using our body to walk to the station. And usually that may also require going up and down stairs. And so that is some way, some small way that we are able to gain some fitness. If you have a bike and you're able to ride to, work or to the store or just anywhere for that matter, use your bike. Cycling is a great way to be outside and also gain some physical activity. Roller skates, rollerblades, all of these things, not only are they fun to use for hobbies, but they can be transportation. Skateboards, all of these things, we can use them to get places. In a recent podcast I did, I was asked when I started roller skating. And that's because now when I roller skate, it's mostly for fun, it's for dance. But when I was younger in Brooklyn, I roller skated to the store, to the park. They were my means of transportation, a fun way of getting to where I needed to go, and quicker at that. So those are some ways that we can incorporate more physical activity into our daily life. Another thing that might seem like something small is to use the stairs. We have elevators at our disposal, but we also have stairwells. And while that's not going to create a large or big change, it is a small change that can eventually become a habit. You see, a lot of times when we think of doing something, wanting to make a change in our life, we think of the grand outcome. But we don't think of the little things that we can do to get to that outcome that eventually become a big part of how we got there in the first place. So taking the stairs, again, while it's not going to make you drop a ton of pounds if that's your goal, or become extremely physically fit in a day, it is something that tells your brain, I need to do something more physical, and I'm doing it. And that can translate to more decisions, more better decisions later on. Another thing that I tend to do that's sometimes a little weird, but when I'm at work, I will do some squats, some lunges, some leg lifts and things, just when I'm kind of standing at my computer, excuse me, or when I go to the restroom, I'll do some squats. My coworkers can attest to this because some of them are doing it too. But and if I take a little longer in the bathroom, that's why. But I started doing 25 squats when I go to the restroom a day, and I would use like a seat that we have in our therapy shower as the guide for not for where I was, how low I was trying to go. And something as simple as that can turn into something bigger. One of my friends started doing that at work, as I was, and now she's doing, I think it's 100 or 50, I don't know. But it translated into more fitness for her. And so, again, these little things can turn into big things. And that's really all I can think of at this point. But these little things, again, seem small, mean a lot, because they don't only help your body, they help your mind-body connection. They help your mind, your body tell your mind that you're trying to do something new. And new habits or new decisions can turn into habits. So now let's talk about eating healthy. Eating healthy, we can easily do as well by making small changes. So some people say, okay, I'm gonna start eating salads, but then they'll pile on ranch dressing. Now that really defeats the purpose, because you've covered all the vegetables with a creamy, calorie-filled dressing. So a simple thing you do is just switching to a healthier dressing. Oil and vinegar, vinaigrettes tend to be a lot less unhealthy. Italian salad dressing is usually more healthy. The key is usually using dressings that are not creamy in general. Of course, you could probably find creamy salad dressings that are healthy, but in general, they tend to be less nutrient-based and more for just taste. So that's something simple you can do, just switching your salad dressing. Something else you can do is to add things to your salads. So something like hemp seeds. You can buy those at pretty much any supermarket and add them to your salads, add them to cereals, all different kinds of things, smoothies. They don't offer much of a taste, and that's the thing about it that makes it so easy to do, is because they're packed with a lot of different nutrients that you can get without altering the taste of your food. And you don't need much to do it. I think just about a tablespoon or so. Another thing is just eating more raw fruits and vegetables throughout the day. If you need a snack, instead of eating something sugary or salty, you can eat a piece of fruit, again, like I said, or like some carrots. And having them at your disposal makes it easier to use. When something isn't easily accessible, it's less likely that we're going to use it. So that's another way that we can incorporate more health into our diets, by just eating raw fruits and vegetables. Generally, whenever we're out, that is something that we can usually get at most places. So it's not something that's really hard to find. Another thing is ditching the soda and sugary drinks and drinking water, drinking herbal tea. That saves us a huge amount of sugar, and which is bad for our teeth and bad for our bodies. And if you're trying to lose weight, it adds calories, which water will help lessen that. Water obviously has no calories, and you're hydrating your body in the best way possible. Water we can get anywhere, just as we can soda, fruit juices, energy drinks, and things like that. So switching to something like water or herbal tea is another way to add some more health into our diets. Something else that you can do if you're out at a restaurant, instead of getting fried food, or again, food that's made with in creamy textures, get something that has a lighter base, or that isn't fried. So getting something grilled instead, or say you like, I don't know, like say you like chicken Alfredo. Now that Alfredo sauce is extremely calorie dense and not the healthiest. You can get grilled chicken and have that on top of noodles that's in a thinner sauce. Again, things that are thinner in consistency tend to be less unhealthy. They are usually more healthy. And again, if you're trying to lose weight or just trying to be healthier overall, choosing those things will help you out. Those are a few of the things that I used to change before health became more of my lifestyle. It all adds up, believe me. And as you start making the changes, you'll start noticing that you're being more mindful of what you decide when you're out or when you're home, when you're buying groceries. You'll start looking at labels. You'll start noticing, oh, what I just ate, is that really going to help me or hinder me? Because really everything we put into our bodies has the ability to do either. So we have to ask ourselves, is this going to benefit me or hurt me? And so why would we want to keep doing what we know is not going to help our bodies? Obviously, we're going to do things to want to help ourselves. And here and there, yeah, we're going to treat ourselves. There'll be cheat days and whatever. But overall, we want to have health, good health. And so these are some of the ways that I thought could help you, because they helped me. And I feel like it's important that when we find ways that help us, it's important to share those with other people so that they have the opportunity to better themselves as well. Because what good is something good if you keep it to yourself? I want everyone to live healthy, long lives. So why just keep that information to myself? Especially if it's someone I love and care for, you're definitely going to hear it from me often. So those are some of the ways, again, that I found that helped benefited me. And if you have anything you want to share or let me know about, send me a message, DM me. My Instagram is Dream and Dreamcast, either one. And I hope everyone has a wonderful, positive, energy-filled day. And thank you for listening to this episode of Dreamcast.